Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we're glad you're with us. We love hearing directly from you, as we always say, so we would love to hear from you right now. So if it's top of the hour, 3 p.m. Central Time, you are hearing Basic Gospel Live, and this is your best opportunity to call and come inside the studio. Speak directly with us at 844-322-2742. In the U.S. and Canada, again, that number, 844-322-2742. Let's talk about it, because it's Basic Gospel, and yesterday and day before, I loved those broadcasts you did with John Lennox. They were just excellent.
Oh, boy. Talk about fun. That was so much fun to have that conversation with him and just hear his such clear, powerful answers about some of the big issues of life. And if you're a listener of Basic Gospel and didn't have the opportunity to listen to Dr. John Lennox on yesterday's broadcast and on Tuesdays, we encourage you to go to our website, basicgospel.net, and look up the archives and listen. Yeah. You will be blessed just right out of your socks, I guarantee you, in listening to this brilliant man.
He is such a statesman. I mean, he's just a giant of our time.
He really is. And he grew up in a Christian home. I think he received Christ early on in his life. But he's always been curious, so he's always just been looking and examining and asking questions about anything and everything. I mean, philosophies and different worldviews and different religions, and it's really helped him grow deep roots into the Word of God and to this gospel of Jesus Christ.
And he is not cowed by the atheists debating them.
Not at all. And he's had opportunity to publicly debate some of the leading atheists in the world. And, boy, he has held his own and defended the gospel in such a powerful and genuine way. Yeah. It's not just theory that he's talking about. He's talking about real life. So I had a blast. That was more fun.
You look like
to
you're
sit down
fun.
And talk with him and just ask him all these questions.
Yeah.
And I think he really enjoyed himself. At least he said he did.
Yeah,
and
it looked like he did.
Wants to come back at some point in the future. So we'll look forward to that.
Talk about artificial intelligence. That will be an incredible experience.
Yes.
Listening to him talk about that.
Yes,
mathematician
indeed.
That he is.
Yes, indeed. Well, we also offered his book, Can Science Explain Everything? And if you want a primer on, this debate between science and God, science and religion, this is a great place to start.
Yeah.
It really kind of lays out the arguments. And Dr. Lennox is so good at bringing illustrations to bear and that really simplify it for us, that really give us a deep understanding of what these issues really are.
Yeah.
So I encourage you to get a copy of that book as well, Can Science Explain Everything?
Mm-hmm.
It's available through our website. Well, speaking of that, we've been talking this month about the grace of God and the wonders of the grace of God. And talking to Dr. Lennox, it made me think of this, science and philosophy. They're asking the question, why is there something rather than nothing?
Yes.
I mean, that's the philosophical question. And so science is trying to come up with an answer using naturalism as its means, trying to explain everything through chemistry and all of that, physics and all the different sciences. And they're just not going to be able to come up with an explanation that satisfies. It's just not going to happen. Philosophy's trying to figure it out. And so they're going to come up with all kinds of explanations. And at the end, those are going to be empty.
Yes.
But the reason there's something and not nothing is God and His grace.
Mm-hmm.
God wanted something to be, and so He spoke it into existence. That's the answer. That is the reason that there's something and not nothing. That's the reason that we're here, because God spoke us into existence. Well, He spoke us into existence, and we were created to bear His image, and we're the only created beings that have that vocation to be image bearers, to reflect the very characteristics of God out there into the world. Well, sin disrupted that. Sin disturbed everything. And so our initial rest with God, our initial relationship with God, was ruined. And what Christ does is He brings it back together. And so we experience rest through faith in Jesus Christ. That restlessness of the soul calms down when we experience faith in Jesus, and we're born again, we're made new in Christ. Well, there's another word for that. It's called peace. And that's what Paul writes about in Romans chapter 5. It says, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we've been made right with God. We have been given the very righteousness of God. And that's a gift of grace. It's not something that we've earned. It's not something that we've gained through good works. It is a free gift. God has freely justified us by his grace. So we have been justified. We have been declared righteous. And because that's true, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have also obtained access by faith into this grace or this favor in which we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. So what does this word peace mean? Well, it means the opposite of war. That's one definition. It can mean harmony, that we are brought on the same page, where we're in harmony one with another. I love this definition of the peace of God. It's the tranquil state of the soul assured of its salvation through faith in Jesus Christ.
That's the one I'm looking for.
That's exactly,
I was looking for.
Exactly right. That's what we're all looking for.
Yeah.
Our souls are restless, as Augustine said, until they find their rest in thee. Mm-hmm. And what does that look like? It looks like peace. It looks like the tranquil state of a soul assured of its salvation through faith in Jesus Christ, fearing nothing from God. You're no longer fearing punishment. You're no longer fearing abandonment. You're no longer fearing that he may turn his back on you and leave you as an orphan. You're not fearing any of that. You're assured of his love. You're assured of his presence. And you're assured of that in an eternal perspective, from an eternal perspective. So because of that, because your soul is now at rest, now it tranquil, and it's assured, it has this confidence, confident assurance, you can be content with your earthly lot.
Yeah.
You can be content with where you are right now on planet Earth. You can be content in the circumstances and situations that you're experiencing right now. So the question today, do you have peace with God? Have you come to that place where your soul is experiencing a tranquil state of assurance of salvation through faith in Jesus Christ? If not, let today be the day of your salvation, when that restlessness of soul becomes rest and peace in Christ Jesus.
This is Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis. And Bob, thank you for those thoughts. Friends, Bob and I want you to come in and be a part of this edition. You can do that. Come right into the studio with us. If you're viewing the live broadcast, 844-322-2742, whether you're viewing it live or hearing it live, we want you to be a part of it. 844-322-2742. And as our thanks for your donation this month, we're going to send you Simply Grace, the complete 6-CD set from the Simply Grace Conference we held just a couple of 3 months ago. In these CDs, Bob examines how grace always has been your story, a story of your forgiveness in Christ, of your union with him in life, and now live with him by faith, hope, and love. Pour it out in this new covenant of cord. Now, please make your gift today if you can at basicgospel.net and help us keep this good news coming on the air and streaming online. And when you make your November gift, remember, we're going to send you Simply Grace, the 6-CD series from the conference. Again, please donate today at basicgospel.net. Well, Bob, we had this question from a Facebook viewer, John. He wants us to explain John 14:21. He says, what exactly does know my commandments and keep them mean? He says, I lived in Plano, Texas in the 90s and listened to you most every day, and recently just discovered you again on Facebook. I'm so happy I found you, and John, we're happy that you found us as well.
Well, When we hear this word commandments, we naturally think of the Ten Commandments, and we think those are the things that we have to obey, and we know we can't do that, so we're kind of hopeless there. Mm-hmm. But when we read the New Testament and we read John's writing specifically, we find out that there's a different take on what these commandments are. So, for example, in 1 John, John's first letter, we see in chapter 3, what these commandments are. And I just want to read this passage to you. So it says this, and this is his commandment, that we believe in the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as he commanded us. So all of the commandments, are distilled down to two, that we're to love the Lord our God and that we're to love others as we love ourselves.
Yeah, ourselves.
That's what the law is reduced down to. Or actually, those are the big ones, and all the 10 are just facets of those two. Mm-hmm. Now, in this new covenant, we've been given a new commandment that we're to love others as God in Christ has loved us. So the bar has been raised.
Yes.
Well, that is preceded by this first commandment, and that is to believe in the name of the Son, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So when we have faith in Jesus Christ, when we live in dependence upon Jesus Christ, then we're going to express his love for us out there to others. So Paul put it this way, faith expressing itself through love. That's what's important. That's the commandment. So when Jesus was talking about that in John chapter 14, he was referring to belief in him, mm-hmm. and then allowing that belief in him, that dependent relationship upon him, to be expressed in love one toward another.
Yes. Well, John, again, glad you reached out to us, and we hope that this has been a help to you. If it has, well, we're glad for that. Well, it is Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis. 844-322-2742. We want you to be a part of it. Again, 844-322-2742.
Thanks, Bob. Let's go talk to Bobby, who's listening to us in Tampa, Florida. Hi, Bobby.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Doing well. What's on your mind today?
Well, I know I'm a child of God, and you guys have been... First of all, I want to thank you for the resources that you have sent me. I've got that book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace.
Yes.
And I really appreciate that. I struggle with some things in the flesh. And one of the biggest things I struggle with is cussing. And, you know, when my computer does something that it shouldn't do, I'm like, and so, yeah, it sounds like you can relate.
Yes.
Try being blind and using a speech program, and then the thing just does what it wants to do because it gets a mind of its own, and you're like, Well, here's the thing. I know that God's already forgiven me for that sin.
Yes. Well, and so, that's good to know. I mean, you know truth. You know truth that that sin is forgiven, and that in Christ you have forgiveness of sins.
Right. So now my question is, okay, should I confess my sin to God and ask him to help me overcome that sin? Because I still sin, and I wish I didn't, but...
We all do. I mean, that's just part of the human experience. We're housed in these bodies of flesh. We live in a world that is anti-God. So we have pressures from without pressuring us to give in to the ways of this world. And we have the desires of the flesh within tugging at us to give in to those desires. So that's kind of the conflict that we experience. But we're dead to sin and alive to Christ. So we have no obligation to the desires of the flesh. Those are just desires of the flesh. So we can say, no, I mean, that's not who I am. My identity is not tied up in those desires of the flesh. I am a child of God. So I think that's important for us to know. That's truth that will really anchor us and give us the foundation on how to handle these things. Now, if you're dealing with a computer situation and it doesn't work and you cuss in frustration, the cussing is just the fruit of the frustration, isn't it? So the real idea there is, how can I go into a situation recognizing that there's potential for problems and to be mm-hmm. able to handle those problems with a sense of calmness? That's the real issue.
Like maybe what I need to do is, before I go in the office, Lord, you know what happens when the computers don't do what I want them to do.
Yeah.
So please help me. And if I do fall, then what? God, I messed up. I know you've already forgiven me, but I'm asking you to help me overcome this because I want to be the best I want to be the best ambassador for you that I can possibly be. I want people to see you living on the inside of me.
Well, and I think you just living in truth, just having that natural relationship with the Lord, that conversation that you just laid out, you have that conversation. You don't try to, put on a mask so that people can see kind of the good side of you, so to speak. You just be real and genuine. I think Christ is big enough to work through that, to work through you for who you are. And I think that's the power of the gospel. But I think, oftentimes when we're seeking God for help, we're seeking God for help for the wrong things. And like I said there, cussing is the fruit of frustration as far as your example is concerned. And so the real deal there is Lord, I get frustrated very easily when things don't work out. Maybe a part of that is my own your physical blindness, and that you may feel like because of that you deserve for these things to work out for you better than they might for others. So it's some of those things that you need to explore to get really down to the root of it. And then you can see God kind of bringing a sense of calmness to you as you recognize, hey, there's no real reason to get frustrated. That's just part of life. Computers are going to work sometimes. They're not going to work sometimes. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah. So I think what I'll do, and I'll just, maybe I can use this as a prayer. Lord, I just come to you. I thank you for all that you've done. You know that I fall. And you know I make mistakes, but I thank you that I've already been forgiven for every mistake I will ever make. With that in mind, God, I'm just thanking you in advance that you are helping me to overcome those areas in my life. And that as I overcome those areas in my life, I will see you becoming more and more in me and my flesh becoming less and less. And I just give this whole thing to you. And I thank you for, I feel like even though I've been saved for almost a year, I feel like I've got a brand new life starting right now because I've been, given this new truth. And I thank you for these ministries, this Basic Gospel ministry and Andrew Farley's ministry. And I thank you for what you're doing in me. And I'm willing to have these conversations with you, God, and just make you part of my everyday life from this second on. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah. Well, here's the good news, Bobby. He's a part of it. He's alive, living inside of you. And that's something that you need to realize. So whatever you're going through, whatever situation that comes up, whatever life throws at you in any given day, you're not going through it alone. Jesus is right there with you. And knowing that can bring you a sense of peace and calmness as you walk through that. Okay?
Thank you, Bobby.
We sure appreciate hearing from you. Call us again, okay?
Thank you, guys.
All right.
All right. God bless you.
And you too.
You know, we used to say that we thought that Satan lived in audio equipment. I know he lives in computer software. I just know that. So. Well, welcome to Basic Gospel, everybody. We again have open lines and time on the clock at 844-322-2742 in Canada and the U.S., 844-322-2742. You know, Basic Gospel has a growing list of YouTube videos that will encourage and equip you to confidently walk each day in the love and grace of Jesus Christ. What's the latest one that you've posted, Bob?
Well, last week we posted a video answering the question, what is the gospel? And I think that's one of our most important videos, and it's something that you can watch, something that you can share with others. Today we sent out the John Lennox interview.
Yeah.
So we want a lot of people to tune in and listen to those. It's very, very important stuff that he brought to our airwaves.
Yes.
On those two broadcasts. So please don't miss the John Lennox interview, and please don't miss our answer to the question, what is the gospel? I think you will be very pleased with that.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have a resource that you can use to share with others. Just share it. Just send it to people via email, text message, whatever,
mm-hmm.
on Facebook. Get this simple message of the gospel out to as many people as possible.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do at Basic Gospel. We tell the story as often as we can to as many people as we can, and we want you to help in that endeavor, and this is a great way for you to do it.
Yeah, lots of videos and a growing list of videos there that Bob has posted to help you better understand this grace that we live in the Lord Jesus Christ. Bob, we had this note from Gary, who lives in Leduc, Alberta. He says, no real question, sirs. I just want to do a shout-out to you guys. You're all great. You explain the Bible in very easy-to-understand terms, and even more, you teach the truth of it. I listen to you when I can. You guys are excellent. Keep up the good work. As I've always said, we love hearing from our listeners, especially when we have this kind of response, too. And we know that the message is getting out there. We also had this question, Bob, from Carl, who wrote to us through the Basic Gospel app. He lives in Atlanta. He says, is biblical tongues for today?
Well, it's a gift of the Holy Spirit. So it's if the Holy Spirit wants to gift somebody with that today, then yes, it's for today. And it's going to have a purpose, and it's going to have a reason. When we see it back in the New Testament, when we see it used, for example, on the day of Pentecost, the people that were there in Jerusalem were able to hear the good news of Jesus Christ in their native tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And so it meant something to them. It probably meant more to them than if they just heard it through a translator, so to speak. So that was one way the gift of tongues was used for evangelism, of being able to communicate the good news to somebody in their language. And that is an awesome gift of the Spirit. We also see it as a sign gift. Now, who needed signs? Well, the Jews needed signs. And every time we see tongues being used, it was for a sign to the Jews that, for example, the gift of the Spirit had been given to the Samaritans, or the gift of the Spirit had been given to the Gentiles. So they recognized, as Peter said in Acts 15, that they were saved and were given the gift of the Spirit just as we were. Mm-hmm. Well, how did they know that? Well, God gave them a sign. That sign was the gift of tongues through these other people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a known language. It's always a known language, and it has a benefit for other people. And if God wants to distribute that today to people, He certainly
he certainly
can.
Yeah,
so
yeah. I think we have time for this one last question. This is from a listener, D. What does the Bible have to say about alcoholic drinks? Is it okay to drink?
Well, what it says is don't be drunk on wine.
Yeah.
And we see this in both the Old Testament and the New Testament. There's not a prohibition against alcohol, drinking any type of alcoholic drink. But we don't want to be controlled by it.
Sure.
And certainly there are a lot of people that are being controlled by it today. And so we need to recognize that there's a danger there. Mm-hmm. Also, I think we need to let love be the guiding, constraining force in our lives.
Right.
And so
no stumbling blocks.
That's right. Yeah. We don't want to put stumbling blocks in people's way.
You have a weakness for it.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. So I think if we allow love to be our guide, if we just consider the company that we're in, consider, the purpose that we have as children of God here on planet Earth, I think we're going to make the right decision. I think the Spirit of God is going to lead us to the right decision as far as alcohol is concerned.
Yes, indeed. Well, thanks for that, Bob. And friends, thank you for joining us for Basic Gospel. We're glad, as always, you were with us. And if you have a question you'd like us to answer, leave a voicemail at 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. Or you can send your question in writing by email to bob@basicgospel.net. Again, very simple address, bob@basicgospel.net. And a program note, tomorrow on Basic Gospel, you'll hear the 10th and final program in the series of Bob Christopher's Top 10 Favorite Passages, and we hope you'll be here for that. Also, thanks to everyone who helps in supporting Basic Gospel with your prayers and with your gifts. You are the reason we're able to be on the air each day with this good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. To help with your gift today, click donate at basicgospel.net. And as you make your November gift, we'll send you the 6-CD series from the Simply Grace Conference. We hope you'll join us by making your gift right now at basicgospel.net. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you back again tomorrow for number 10 in Bob's Top 10 on Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.